Alcoholics Anonymous, and if you're new, for God's sake, listen. I walked in the door about one minute before the meeting started, and I sat way in the back. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't want anybody to talk to me. I heard what you said from up here. I heard about your job losses. I heard about your jails. I heard about your divorces. But see, that hadn't happened to me. And I happen to think that yet's a real powerful word in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, because if you go out and did what you did, you're going to get what you got in spades. I've seen it happen over the years. One woman got my phone number, and she'd call the house and bug me. And I would, finally I told her where to go and what to do with her Alcoholics Anonymous. But I'd leave the meeting. As you rose to say the Lord's Prayer, I was out the door. And I played that game, and a couple of years later, things had started to go downhill at home, badly, God bless you. And my husband was a sales engineer, and he had a lot of territory in Ohio. And he was gone like 3 nights and 4 days. And I asked him when I got sober, I asked him, I didn't understand how he could do that with what was going on at home. And he said, well, you know what? It was the worst time in my life. He was a marvelous bowler. He was a wonderful golfer. He was a man's man. And he said he never knew fear before alcoholism came into that house. He never knew fear before that penetrated him way down deep into his soul. He said, my stomach used to congeal when I would pull out of that driveway, and I had a responsibility, Beth, I had to go. I had to keep food on the table, and I had to keep a roof over the head. And he's how I used to pray. And I call the kids all the time, and I could hear them on the other end of the phone, and I knew that you were standing right over them and what you were saying to them. He said, it was the hardest time in my life. I never met anything as powerful as the disease of alcoholism and what it did to everybody around. And he said, it's a horrific thing to watch. You know, the kids weren't going to school dressed right. My daughter Anne took over running the family. She saw to it that her younger sisters and brothers got together enough to go to school, and she was overheard at school saying to one of the other kids, don't go home if you get sick, stay in school. You don't want to go home where she is. Social service workers got on my case. The neighbors called them, and they said they didn't care if I was married or not. They were going to take my children away from me if I didn't do something about myself. And they gave me a choice of going to Alcoholics Anonymous, and I went around and I played the same game. One meeting a week. I can't go to one meeting a week today and have the committee settle in. I can't do it. You know, and I don't know, and I'm not talking for Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm just sharing with you, you know, how I feel. And I can't handle it today, just going to one meeting a week. I got to go to a minimum of 3 or 4 a week. And I'm there, and I got to do sponsoring, and I've got to call my sponsors. I've got to be actively involved in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, because I know what happened to me when I wasn't. And I went around it, played that same game, and 4 years after that, a judge looked at me over a thing like this, and he said, 90 days in the workhouse, or you're going to Alcoholics Anonymous. I was on my 9th DUI. I was up on a terrible assault and battery charge. The Summit County Sheriff had picked me up, and he wanted to take me home because he said, you are not fit to drive, and I'll take you home. I didn't want to go home. I didn't want the neighbors. I thought, what will the neighbors think? The neighbors probably would have had a big party. But I wouldn't do it. And we got into an altercation, and I reached in the car and grabbed my wine bottle off the seat and cracked him over the head with it. And he had 25 stitches, and I got my picture taken with some numbers under my chin. And I was in deep doo-doo. So And I didn't want to go